Everyone, we have decided to take over a little.
By we, he means him and me.
We've lined up the other presenters and handed them some words.
So, on with the news. Maestro, a big bong, please.
A right royal pair off snockers.
Asgar missing mix-up solved by grammar pedants.
Spider-Man turned the tables.
Hot mess in Science Shocker.
Atrus 5060s distracted by the Thargoids.
Lord Lou's views on the infrastructure news.
And the Duchess is giving everyone a darn good mugging.
First tonight, small accidents and limb loss aside from earlier in the show, we're delighted to announce that Hutton has its own royalty. No, not profit shares from all the mugs being sold as part of the hot mess. We mean the other kind. Yes, Lou and Norma Snockers have been given honorary titles. Lord Lou Snockers of Dangley, with his own office at Savornian de Brazza Hub, and the Duchess Norma Snockers of Droops FLP D5-0, a system with a lovely Earth-like hangout that's devoid of population and perfect for her inner naturist. Naturalist. Oops, sorry. Anyway, congratulations to both of them on being lifted out of peasantry and up to the lofty heights of the nobility. As a confirmed cooperative and therefore definitely some kind of hippie benevolent dictatorship, all truckers are equal, but some truckers are more equal than others. As the scholar says, quator pedes sunt bonum, duobus curibus mala. We're hoping that their nobilis obligae doesn't go to their heads, and we'll be trying to keep them well grounded, if necessary, by asking them to move to Canada.
As the Hutton resident grammar pedant, you can stop laughing, I clearly said pedant, not peasant. Sorry. As Hutton's resident grammar pedant, it's my duty to keep abreast of the terrible abuse of the English language and another one, and a number of other ones. I'm a polyglot. I speak English, bad English, hungry dog, and GSL. Fresh from public protests and effigy burning regarding the absence of an Oxford comma from the Federation's latest commemorative coin, it appears that apostrophes are once again causing trouble. A battle has been brewing between the residents of the Asgard system and that of Asgard's. The apostrophe is silent, but it's there. It's turned out that the Asgard system has been mistaken for its namesake in the Hot Mess Hutton Helper directory and has been thoroughly mugged. The population's tendency to suffer from auto-cucumberitis or suffering mods has now vanished. The residents of Asgard, though that's the one with the apostrophe, are sorely neglected and have got their inverted comma in a twist, as they've all got the lurgy and no one's been paying them a visit. This is an appeal to any Hutton commanders who discover systems that are plagued by silent apostrophes. While we don't condone restaurants who put apostrophes on their chips, we'd love you all to go and cure them of mods, starting with Asgard, the one with. Next week, I'll be using the sentence, the Pleiades contains the Thargoids, Simuf and Cal. And the alternative sentence, cubicle 3 contains the Thargoids, Simuf and Cal, to explain why the Oxford Commodore keeps you from getting into big trouble.
Spider-Man Systems, the premier head of light entertainment for the galaxy, have turned the tables on the trolls quite literally this week. Still reeling from the positively punitive and patently prohibitive punishment they took at the hands of a suspected troll related to the wholly legitimate publishing of Battles Without Lasers, later renamed to Battle Cards, They stepped into their latest venture by inventing something no one had ever thought of before. A table. Not just any table, but a table for your table. Tabletop gaming will never be the same again, as your tabletop tabletops your standard tabletop and stops your standard tabletop game from being ruined by Topple Tipple washing over your top. Standing on cute little legs, the level up lifts the level up a little, so you can place your board on board and keep the tabletop that's under for things you don't want on the top. Sales of this mind-bendingly great product have gone through the roof, and not just because people have been stacking them. On target to raise the game of anyone investing by at least a few inches. There are rumours that due to the success, they're investing in a new distribution megaship, and staff with particularly slobbery tongues to lick all the stamps. Well done, Spidermind. We can't wait to see your next cunning invention, and bets have been placed on whether it's under underpants or over overcoats. It certainly sits nicely alongside the 21st century upgrade of going out to going out.
In an unexpected turn of events, the Hot Mess Mission, which on the face of it appears to be a truly ridiculous use of everyone's time, has actually proven to be useful. First, it turns out that the crowdsourced data on the galaxy has great big black holes in it. Stations aren't as they appear. Some of them don't even exist anymore, or if they do, they don't like actually buying things from you. Others hadn't remembered to do any marketing at all, and no one knew that they were desperate for crop machinery or booze, no one ever actually having been there. Hutton's code hamsters, led by Chief Hamster Wrangler Entarius Fusion, have devised a cunning update to the Hutton Helper, which actually fixes other people's databases automatically. So, it doesn't just help Hutton, but helps Hutton help everyone else. What's more, with the Aurora Australis doing mug deliveries on Earth, they've taken to using their time productively. Not content with just lobbing boys off the back of the vessel into frozen seas, a ritual that I understand goes back to the days of Blackbeard and Anne Bonny, and their regular dissatisfaction with younger male members of their crew, they've actually been towing the Planetary Science Scanner, or PSS, behind the ship, taking the temperature, it's ruddy cold, and sampling whale song, identifying the few remaining individuals and trying to work out whether that sound is the cetacean for Steve was here. Side by side with the PSS is the CPR, or Continuous Plankton Recorder. It looks for all the world like a large pasta machine, where plankton go in one end, get formaldehyded and turned into sticky ribbons, and then get studied extensively. Unfortunately, the plankton pasta doesn't like bumping into sea ice, so they had to bring the machine back in. If only this kind of science was available in space. Towing boys behind ships, sampling space particles, and listening out for the warblings of passing thargoids. And then, of course, there's the Gnosis. They're bored. There aren't any mysteries anymore. So they've taken to experimenting on things. Each time we drop them a mug, they mysteriously subject it to destructive testing, which we're sure is actually code for... Whoops, I dropped it again. Can I have another one, please? It's okay. We've sent Cometborn back with more. Anyway, this is Commander Wotherspoon happy to be bringing you a little science this week.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in with the latest updates on the Thargoid War. After I return to the Pleiades, a call from Operation IDA Or is it Operation Ida? Anyway, it went out to defend Malthus Terminal in Pleiades Sector HRWD-1-41. Hackswing deployed its pilots to fight alongside Operation IDA, or maybe Operation Ida, and its allies. After a week of hard fighting, we managed to destroy over 9,000 Thargoid scouts and over 100 interceptors, saving the station. Hooray! Commander Zane Till of Operation... well, that one, Ida, I don't know, has issued a statement of gratitude. That's lovely of him, to Hackswing and the truckers. Happy to know that even while we save the galaxy from mods, we're still doing our part to defend the mug and humanity. Unfortunately, the Thargoids were able to damage Titan's daughter in Taygeta again. So I'll prospect in Limbas and can relay in Vangelis and place HIP 16813 under incursion. Combat zones have been sighted in these systems, and AXI, I'm not going to call it AXI, is coordinating the attack to lift these incursions, continuing their work to assist in the galactic recovery from these attacks. Boo. Operation Ida has moved on to repairing Agricola Ascent in Pleiades Sector DL-YD-65. Have you all been taking notes? After successfully repairing Cheryl Orbital, she's lovely, in Hacky, and Boosh Orbital in Sferatia. Our brethren truckers have also had a setback in their Pleiades operations, experiencing infrastructure failure at Malthus Terminal, one of three refineries in the Pleiades. Help can be provided by delivering power generators, water purifiers and HE suits to the station to bring its refineries back online so that Operation Ida can continue their work unhindered. I would have an update on Eagle Eye this week. However, at the time of transmission of this report, we're not sure if Eagle Eye is actually working properly. Cannon boffins are deploying tinfoil to the Eagle Eye installations to see if coating them in shiny wrapper will fix the problem. There are rumours, however, that Aegis has forgotten to pay their internet service provider again. Naughty, naughty. Stay on the lookout for any updates from Hackswing Command or Cannon for this week's targets. For now, truckers, it's back to blowing up more scouts for me. Good luck out there. For the mug, P.S., I haven't heard if you got my Christmas card or not.
Incoming encrypted transmission. Decrypting. Decryption complete.
Stand by for a message from Haxcom Actual.
Well done, Hackswing. We successfully defended Malthus Terminal from direct Thargoid attack. However, we do have four other systems now under incursion. We're going to continue our focus on defending the Pleiades. Combat pilots, start combat operations in Taygeta. Once Tharg has been cleared from Taygeta, move on to HIP 16813. Rescue pilots, only Titan's daughter in Taygeta requires evacuation operations in the Pleiades. Remember that clearing out the evacuees causes Tharg to lose interest in the fight, so everyone you pull from the station directly helps our combat operations. If you are fighting in the Witchhead sector, Limbus and Evangelist systems have active incursions. One warning in Evangelist, we have reports of issues with the IFF system on the Aegis megaship Savior JB-18. If you fire within the no-fire zone of the Savior, it will mark you with fines. Be careful out there. One other note, report any weird behavior you see from people. With the breakdowns reported at Malthus and the funny behavior of the Savior's IFF system, I'm worried we may have Thargoid sleeper agents in our midst. Tharg must be doing something with all those people from those escape pods. All right, keep your eyes on the signal sources, and always stay ready to defend the mug.
Hexcom message complete. Defend the mug.
Encrypted transmission complete.
In a hugely bold move, an emissary of the mighty Federation declared and then withdrew from what we believe to be the shortest war of the 34th century, or possibly any century. Milky Singer, name changed for diplomatic reasons, declared that the Federation should claim its rightful systems, starting with those closest to Sol. The closest, as we all know, being Alpha Centauri, home of our glorious fluffy leader Alvin DeFeer, and his faithful sidekick Snoz, and of course, the Mug.
Mug!
This declaration was spotted and replied to by the message board's response group Silence and Suppress Saboteurs, or Hot Sass, who made it clear that any such attempt would be met with a very huge wall of mugs.
Mug!
For the mug!
Mug!
Obviously, once we finished delivering them to every station, of course. Enough megagin to drown a small planet and repeated invitations to join us. He also pointed out that his ridiculous comment of, honestly, who would fly to Hutton Orbital, referred to the truckers, and faced with that kind of insane dedication to the mug,
the mug!
Mug!
The chances of success were slim indeed. The original decoration was, at this point, removed. Well, I suspect it was the threat of a large fleet of Type 9s, all with their cargo hatches open, and a trucker's naked arse hanging from it, flying slowly through his home system that finished it, and all is well again. Now, we know the Dastardly Don is not happy. He has been attempting to distract us from our mission to prevent mods in any way he can. First, it was by closing commodities markets, then by flying Scarlet Crates and other such ships in ways that dropped us out of witch space. And now he's manipulating Galmuk to force Hot Coal into an election with Colonia Cooperative. What his plans are in Tyr, we don't know for sure, but what we do know is Alvin is displeased. If you're in Colonia or can get there, please work hard for both Hot Coal and Colonia Citizens Network. We need to open a gap between us and Colonia Cooperative without catching up with our friends in CCN. In the bubble, our infrastructure failed to fail. Clearly, we can haul food and machinery as well as... No, I'm not going to say it. And we staved off this debilitating state, so we can all go back to our assigned missions and enjoy the rest of the week. Over to the judges.
Oh, thank you. This week, the galaxy is showing absolutely no initiative at all, which means it's up to Flossie to tell you what to do. She's going to do that a bit later. To fill in the blanks, it's high time that I told you what everyone else is up to at the moment. The fuel rats have gone all palindromic and have now completed 6866 rescues. Remember everyone, they've got fuel, you don't. If you need them, just put up the rat signal. Canon Interstellar's teams are still arguing about whether there are signals hidden in things and trying to understand the Guardian Exile's ruins. They've still not found Raxler. Oh, and the Gnosis appears to be heading for the Neutron Highway. Remember, if you find something exciting out there, you can always go and get in touch with them at canon.science on the Galweb. Take biscuits and tinfoil as a boffin offering. Talking of biscuits, the bizarre cult Ed 38 appear to have come out of the woodwork and started being active again. We're not sure what their hibernation pattern is, but all we know is that they're awake and hungry. Palcon, the Palladian Consortium, is announcing the next event of the Paladin Games and is excited to open up the event to all our allies. They're bringing you to the famous Sandy Ring track for a special SRV race. Strap in as you dive into Papa's Crack and race against pilots from Paladin Consortium and our honoured guests. Will you choose the gentle slope of smooth wipe or the quicker and rougher sore pass on your way to victory? They have multiple racing slots to accommodate all those who are interested. Join them on Friday the 31st of January or Saturday 1st of February and win for your house. Details on the Paladin Consortium Discord channel or Hutton Facebook page. There's been no sign of those rotters over at the SDD or code for a while, and the EDF appear to be behaving themselves in our area. The Grom lot also appear to be dormant at the moment, but I wouldn't recommend poking them with a stick just in case they're grumpy. All in all, apart from Hutton and the AXI team, it's very quiet out there. Too quiet. It worries me. Anyway, I took the initiative and that's it from me. There will be more from Flossie later. Ta-ta for now. I'm off for afternoon tea on the lawns of Truckingham Palace, don't you know? It's over at Van Man Star. Toodle-pip.